Well, an expert on China's global political influence is questioning the reasons behind a $150,000 donation to the National Party in 2016. National received the donation from a New Zealand company owned by the Chinese horse racing billionaire Lang Lin. Canterbury University Professor Anne-Marie Brady, who's a China specialist, is in our Auckland studio. Atamarie.
Morena.
What can you tell us about this billionaire?
Well, in 2017, I researched a paper called Magic Weapons, China's Political Influence Activities under Xi Jinping. And in that paper, I documented, I went through our electoral commission reporting on donations into New Zealand and into our election. And I came across quite a lot of names and individuals who, from my further research, I could see were very, very clearly connected into the Chinese Communist Party's United Front Work activities. And Mr. Lang Lin was one of these people, and he gave a $150,000 donation. We now know not just to National, but actually directly into the Rotorua electorate, to Todd McClay's electorate. And Lang Lin is very, very connected into United Front Work. I subsequently found quite a bit more than I had discovered in 2017. So if you'd like, I'll tell you a bit more about his United Front Work background.
Okay, but one thing that we need to stress is that while indeed the money was given, it was given through a New Zealand company.
Yeah, that's a loophole that we have in our legislation. I mean, I question whether New Zealanders are happy about having a non-resident, non-citizen trying to put money into our political system.
But
it's a loophole that we need to pass.
It is a legitimate business, though. It's not a shell company. It is a legitimate business that he runs in this country. And if you start looking at all of the legitimate businesses that are run in this country, many of them will have foreigners on the boards or owners or have interests in them, won't they?
Yeah, but that's not the question. The issue is, as I discussed in the Magic Weapons paper, is looking at the people who have been, there's a very significant amount of money that the National Party was given, but Labor and the Māori Party also received some funds from these people who connected into United Front Work. And that's the concern, because the conversation we're talking about is foreign political interference in the New Zealand political system. So the means in which they use them is, there could be multiple means, and as others have raised, that it could be that a New Zealand, if we change our legislation, that you could get New Zealand, as it's been happening in the US, you could have somebody who is a citizen getting money funneled to them, and they make the donation. So we're never going to have a perfect means to stop this. But we do need to pass targeted legislation, because we can see that there has been a very determined efforts to shape and influence our political system via these donations.
Okay.
And our political parties seem to be addicted to them. And the only way we can break the addiction is by helping them with their addiction with targeted legislation.
Okay, so what further information beyond the 2017 Magic Weapons paper, what other information did you find about this individual?
Yeah, Lang Lin. So Mr. Lang Lin, so he's ethnic Manchurian, and the Manchurians and the Mongols and a few of the other ethnic minorities in China, they're part of their culture is horse racing. And horse racing as a racing industry is illegal under the Chinese Communist Party, but lots of people would like to make it legal. It would be very lucrative. And to make it legal, Mr. Lang Lin has to have the support of the United Front Work Department, because the United Front Work Department administers ethnic affairs and ethnic sports. And so his enterprises in China are hand in glove with the United Front Work Department. And it's like, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. So he has, and he also has a leadership role in the United Front Work organization in Inner Mongolia. So to get what he wants, he has to, and this is how it works in China, he has to work with the party. And as I documented in the Magic Weapons paper, you can see a pattern of quite a number of other people who are doing business in New Zealand, but they have roles in United Front work. And another interesting detail actually is, Zhang Yikun, who's a person who suddenly we heard about last year with Jamie Lee Ross's recordings of the conversation with Simon Bridges, the $100,000 donation. Now, that's an example of someone whose donations were not actually, it's a large sum of money, but it was going to be broken up into chunks, so we heard. And Zhang Yikun had also apparently given money to Labour, they admitted that last year, and also the Māori Party. So there will be these efforts to go under the radar. And that's, as I said, we have to come back to the issue. We have to deal with the issue of foreign interference in New Zealand, and legislation is going to be one of the ways to do with this. And also educating our political parties and teaching them to do due diligence on their donations.
Sure. Can I just ask you, though, what is it that people want from political parties in this country for the money they give? What do they get?
If we're talking about the Chinese Communist Party, United Front Work is one strand of Chinese foreign policy. We look at it to three strands: state-to-state relations, military show of force, and covert activities, which include United Front Work and include United Front Work includes intelligence activities as well. So there's a range of objectives and agenda that come with United Front Work. But they are exactly the kind of thing, concerns that we would have with it. As yesterday at the Justice Select Committee for Inquiry into Foreign Interference, Ms. Rebecca Ketteridge was talking about the kind of things that we would be worried about, which are covert and corrupting of our political system. This is not public diplomacy. This is undermining the integrity of our political system. It's corrosive and we need to stop it.
Appreciate your time. Canterbury University Professor Anne-Marie Brady, China specialist.